He embarrasses me. He asked me why I was always near, shouting as if he was deaf, pointing fingers about which way the wind blows, as if I always knew when to grab a jacket or carry an umbrella. He stopped drinking gin and switched to vodka, because that was my mother's favorite. In the candlelit parlor, he would silently toast her beauty until he could no longer see. When midnight arrived, I would take off his shoes and put up his feet, lay a blanket over his fragility, his hand grasping the cane. He never wanted me to take him out to dinner, because, as he put it, I know everything about nothing and talk way too loud.